Welcome to the deep dive. Where we like really get into the meat of things. And today we're taking on AI transparency. And specifically, we're diving into Token Wisdom's A Closer Look series.
Yes.
Those are always interesting. They're written by your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam.
I love that sign
This is
off.
so personal, right?
It is, yeah. Adds a touch of warmth to a complex topic, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And this week's essay, Navigating the Tightrope of AI Transparency and the Risk of Overexposure, well, it's timely, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it really is. Because AI is everywhere these days. I mean, it's woven into everything.
It really is.
But how it works, how it actually makes decisions, that's often a black box.
Yeah, it's kind of unsettling when you think about it, right?
Totally. And Khayyam, he really hits the ground running in this essay. He says, from CEOs strategizing their next move to surgeons making life-altering decisions, from detectives piecing together complex cases to data scientists crunching numbers, we are increasingly relying on AI to guide our actions.
He really paints a vivid picture there, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. It's like AI is practically running the show in some areas, you know?
And that's where this whole tightrope analogy comes in. We want transparency. We need to understand how AI is reaching its conclusions,
Right.
especially when the stakes are so high.
Especially when decisions could have a real impact on our lives,
Exactly.
like in healthcare, for example.
Yeah.
Khayyam poses this really thought-provoking question. He says, imagine an AI model predicting the course of your illness, suggesting treatments, even forecasting your lifespan. Would you be comfortable with such power wielded without a clear understanding of its rationale?
It's a powerful question for sure.
It is.
Would you, I mean, really think about it. Would you trust an AI with your health if you had no idea how it came to its conclusions?
Probably not.
And that's why explainable AI is so crucial. It's about building trust, allowing us humans to verify and understand the decision-making process. We need to be able to peek behind the curtain a little bit.
To kind of know what's going on in that AI brain, right?
Right. And I think for a lot of people, that lack of transparency is unsettling.
Oh, absolutely. Like it's almost creepy, you know? Like
Yeah.
I'm supposed to just trust this thing I don't understand.
And Khayyam really captures that feeling when he writes, "As we cede more decision-making power to AI, we risk creating a world shrouded in algorithmic mystery, where the rationale behind life-altering decisions remains opaque to those most affected."
Yeah. That's kind of a chilling thought, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's like we're giving up control to something we don't fully comprehend.
Right. But then he flips the script a little bit
He does.
because he argues that complete transparency might not be the answer either.
He makes a really interesting point.
He does.
He compares it to walking a tightrope. Leaning too far in either direction could lead to a fall.
So what's the danger of too much transparency then?
That's a great question. Let's dig into that a little deeper. Well, Khayyam, he brings up the issue of misuse. And, like we've all seen what's happening with deepfakes. It's scary, right? Imagine if the tech to create those like hyper-realistic fake videos was just out there for anyone to use.
It doesn't even bear thinking about, really.
Yeah, and he uses OpenAI's GPT-3 as an example.
Oh yeah, that's a powerful one.
It is, right? I mean, it can generate, human quality text.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
But so what he's saying is too much openness in AI research, it could actually backfire, like give bad actors more powerful tools.
That's the concern he's raising.
So it's a delicate balance then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not about just blindly pushing for more transparency. It's
Right.
about being really strategic about what we reveal, how we do it, and, how we safeguard against potential harm, too.
Like being smart about it.
Exactly. Khayyam says the key lies in finding the sweet spot, a balance that maximizes the benefits of transparency while mitigating its inherent risks.
Sweet spot, huh? That's a
Yeah.
good way to put it. So how do we actually find that? What does a balanced approach to AI transparency actually look like?
Well, he argues for what he calls strategic collaboration. Okay.
It's basically a blend of open and closed research. Think of it like a dimmer switch.
A dimmer switch. Okay.
Yeah, you can kind of adjust the level of transparency depending on, the context.
So instead of black and white, everything's open or everything's closed, we're being more selective about what we share and with whom.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Does he give any real-world examples of this strategic collaboration?
He does. He mentions Apple and their differential privacy model.
Oh, right, yeah, I've heard of that.
So what they do is they gather data from users, but they protect individual privacy. Like they add noise to the data.
So it's still useful for like research and stuff, but you can't identify individual people.
Exactly.
Clever. Any other examples, or is that the main one?
He also talks about IBM's Watson Health.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They've actually shared some of their algorithmic methodologies, for review.
So they're being transparent about their process, but not necessarily giving away all their secret sauce.
It's a good strategy. I can see why that would build trust.
It does, doesn't it?
So it seems like this, dimmer switch approach to transparency could be a way forward.
Yeah, it's promising.
But, zooming out a bit, what about the bigger picture? How does all this impact society as a whole?
And that's where Khayyam gets into the ethics of it all.
Oh.
Because it's not just about, the technical side of transparency,
Right.
it's about the values that shape AI's development too.
So it's not just build better AI,
Right.
but build AI that reflects, like, our values as humans.
Exactly. He says, AI should be a tool that reflects human intellect and ethical action, not some uncontrollable force that runs amok.
He's got away with words, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
But he's right. I mean, we need to be proactive in shaping the future of AI
Yeah.
and making sure that, well, that it's a force for good, that it's used to make things better, not worse. But how do we actually ensure that happens? What are the concrete steps we can take? So we've talked about being proactive, about shaping the future of AI, but what does that actually look like? How do we take those concrete steps?
Well, Khayyam, he lays out a few really specific things we can do.
Like what? Give us the goods.
Okay, so first, he reiterates that idea of international oversight, like those collaborative groups we talked about.
Yeah, the ones that would set global standards for AI development.
Exactly. And then bolstering AI ethics education.
So not just for people in tech, but like for everyone.
Yeah, I think he sees it as like a fundamental part of education going forward.
Which makes sense, right? AI is going to impact all of us, so we should all understand it at least on a basic level.
Exactly. And then the third thing he talks about is fostering collaboration within organizations.
Oh, you mean like having ethicists and social scientists and tech people all working together?
Exactly. So it's not just, tech people making all the decisions in a vacuum.
Right. It's about bringing in different perspectives, different values to make sure AI development is, well, more holistic.
Exactly. And he really emphasizes that it's not just on, tech companies or governments to figure this out.
It's on all of us.
He says, from artists to activists, educators to entrepreneurs, each of us has a role to play in shaping the AI narrative.
I love that. It's like we all have something unique to contribute.
Yeah, and he actually asks, what unique perspective can you bring to the table? How can your expertise, your passion, your voice contribute to shaping a future where AI serves humanity?
That's a powerful question.
It is, isn't it?
It makes you think like, okay, what can I actually do?
Yeah, and it's not just about, understanding AI.
Right.
It's about using our own skills, our own passions to guide its
To
development.
make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
then, he doesn't just leave it all sunshine and
Oh,
roses.
there's a butt coming.
Yeah, because he ends with this kind of like sobering question.
Hit us with it.
He says, what happens if those safeguards fail? What are the consequences of unchecked AI development, of algorithms running amok, of a world where machines make decisions we no longer understand?
Okay, yeah, that's a bit darker.
It is, right? But it's important to think about.
It is. It's a reminder that AI is powerful and it could go either way.
Exactly. And that's why all this work, all these safeguards, they're so important.
Because we can't just hope for the best. We have to actively work towards the future we want.
And that's really what I took away from this whole essay.
Me too. It's like AI transparency isn't just about, like, technical solutions or laws. It's about a change in mindset, a recognition that we're all in this together.
I completely agree. It's about taking responsibility for the future we're creating.
Wow. Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
We talked about transparency and balance and ethics and the role we all play in shaping the future of AI.
And Khayyam, he really gave us a lot to think about, didn't he?
He did. He didn't give us all the answers, but he asked the right questions.
And maybe that's even more important, right? The questions that make us think, that make us challenge our assumptions.
Exactly. So, to our listeners out there, what are your thoughts? What kind of future do you see with AI, and how are you going to help shape it?
Because the story's not over yet, it's still being written, and we all have a hand in how it unfolds.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back next week with another thought-provoking topic. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep shaping the future.